Lindsay Romano, Brian Byers here along with Dale Coley. And Dale is, as always, or it seems like always, one of our partners in crime as we do the things that we do in the community. And Coley's Corner Drugs and Dale Southlake Pharmacy along for our broadcast partnership here at the Forsyth Classic, 34 years. I know this is always a kind of a special Father's Day weekend for you and your family.
It's Father's Day. Would not rather be any place else than here in at Hickory Point Golf Course.
And you, but you come out as a family.
As a family. We do that every year. Matter of fact, Rita and Lauren are going to fly back in here tomorrow or on Sunday morning so that they can be here for it. And we had our fourth grandchild 3 weeks ago. So
the Coley population keeps expanding here at the Forsyth Classic.
Things are awesome.
That's fantastic. You know what quality of life is all about. You have, in your family and Rita, everyone, you have sponsored and or put together and or organized and or all the above. All of these events that take place in the community, whether it's the celebration or whether it's what you guys do for veterans, why is it important to you and why is it good business to do that?
I think giving back to the community is always good business. And Decatur's been very, very good to me. And it's one of those things that you do. We live in this community. We live in Forsyth, Decatur. We have businesses in Decatur. It is what you need to do. You want to make this a better place to live so you can attract better people and a higher quality. We're always looking for good people and pharmacists and things like this to come work for us and work with us. And it is amazing. The generation that we have right now, the thing that's most important to them isn't the money and isn't this type, it's the quality of life and that type of situation. And everything we get involved in with Newhoff Media seems to increase the quality of life in this community. And we're just great to be glad to be a partner with you guys and all the other. I heard John Skeffington earlier. The old guys are John and I have been here a long time, Kevin Brainy. I mean, and now you're seeing the passing off to the kids. And that's a great thing to see in this community.
Yeah, it really is. And I know it's a lot of work, and not every company does it. I think they should for selfish reasons, because I think it pays you back tenfold. And I think that your employees want to be a part of a company that's part of a community. I mean, I just think there's benefit from a business perspective beyond it being just the right thing to do.
They absolutely do. You're absolutely correct. And it's rewarding when you hear grandmothers say, I heard you were sponsoring the broadcast of the high school football game the other night, and I got to listen to my grandson plays, but I can't go because I can't get out. And those kind of things, I get that once or twice a week whenever we're doing something. And it's a great feeling to do that type of thing. Giving back to the community, paying it forward, that type of situations, very, very important from my perspective. And it's important to instill that into the younger generation.
Well, I also understand that we're still working on a date, but we're going to be doing a show over at Crossings,
yes,
thanks to you. I think you purchased it at one of the golf outings or auctioned it. And so I know we're working on a date, and we'll announce that as soon as we know. But there's some great stuff happening over there.
There is some great stuff happening over there with Tanya Hendricks and Dr. Joe Schroat and first-class people. And Howard Buffett's involved in some stuff we got to get this opiate crisis under control. And we have a clinic over there at the Crossing that we're involved in. It's a great thing because it's helping Decatur and the community be a better place to live, and that's what you want to do.
Well, it is a scourge on this nation. I mean, I don't have to tell you. You've been on the pharmacy side of this for a long time, and for whatever reason, I mean, I think the pharmaceutical companies are going to end up in some large class action lawsuit, just like tobacco. I really do, because you know they were not all honest with the government, and they were not honest about the addiction. And if you don't have an addictive personality, I think it's really easy to be judgmental about this stuff. Yep. But I'm telling you right now, when you've got grandmothers being arrested for buying heroin, with no crime sheet, they've lived their entire lives as upstanding citizens, but they have knee surgery and they end up buying heroin on the street.
Exactly.
I mean, there's just too many of these stories.
And you see yesterday that the Pennsylvania Attorney General sued one of the big drug manufacturers and a drug company, Walgreens, got involved in it. So you're seeing that kind of stuff. I think you're absolutely correct. There's been two it's been too easy to get access to this particular type of medication, and we're trying to make it better.
Well, and I know a lot of people are finally paying attention to it, but the problem is, you know, if you have the right DNA or the right sort of addictive personality, you can get addicted to this stuff in as little as 3 days. I don't think there's anybody in the world that goes and has knee surgery and goes home with a bottle of pills and says, I'm going to end up a drug addict out of the other side of this.
You're worrying about getting rehab and getting back into it, and then suddenly you find out that, man, I really need that medication. And you're absolutely correct.
Well,
you see that every day in our stores where somebody's come in, and now it's tougher and tougher to get. So we're seeing more and more people trying to game the system and get more and more of the medication.
Well, and a lot of times it starts as something like you said, just knee surgery, and we've kind of gotten to the point where we don't want people to feel any pain. Pain is no longer a good thing.
Well, and that's changing under the federal guidelines.
Yes.
You know, that's going to help. You know, under the Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, and some other things, you know, hospitals were being reimbursed based on a patient's, you know, opinion of how much pain they felt.
Yep.
And then with this legalized marijuana conversation, I mean, here's the problem with this. This isn't a moral question for me. We spent a lot of years telling people not to smoke, right? We spent billions of dollars saying smoking is bad for you. Now we're going to legalize more smoking. and then, you know, when do we walk this stuff back? But for the very first time, the number of drivers killed under the influence of drugs has surpassed the number of drivers killed by the influence of alcohol. Mm-hmm. And so now we're going to legalize more illegal drugs. I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me. You're starting to see a downturn in drinking and driving after years and years, you know, and now we want more of this. It doesn't make any sense to me at all.
It's a big stigma about being DUI, driving under the influence of alcohol type of situation. That's become a big stigma, but you don't see this have that same stigma with the drug aspect of things. And it is just amazing. We get through.
Well, it's up 28% in the last 10 years, the number of drug-related deaths while driving. And that number ought to alert people that there is a problem out there. As you said, we're going to be there. I thank you for supporting Crossing and doing that, and we're happy to be a part of it. And as soon as we get the date, we'll let everybody know and make a big deal. Kudos, before we get you out of here, to Rita and all the work she did on these high school athletes and keeping kids safe. I want to tell you, I was so impressed. Thank you for the invitation to moderate the conversation. I know Nick and Matt are working on some of this stuff, but, you know, out of the tragedy of your family, good is being done. And what about those moms? I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Out of 200, I think they've screened over 200 athletes already, and they've come up with a percentage of they've identified several that have some issues, and they had no idea about that type of deal. And you're absolutely correct. It's all about what Rita is doing and how you make something positive out of a negative situation, and that's the key thing from my perspective. She has done a great job in doing that. Got the two hospitals together on this thing here. You did a great job on the panel discussion and bringing awareness to this. That's the key part of it, bringing awareness to people that have no idea that their son or daughter might have a problem because they're athletes or they're young. They shouldn't have any kind of issues and that type of stuff. Rita's brought that to the forefront, and it's been it's going to be a good thing for this community, and you're going to see this more and more throughout the state and nationwide. So it is something, and we're going to continue doing that. We got a fundraiser with a golf outing coming up, and that's how we do this. We pay this so that other parents don't have to go through the things we went through.
And when is the golf outing?
August 18th.
And how can people find out more?
The Stone Throne Forwards have a website on that deal there, or call the store at 429-5165 and talk to me or Lauren about it, and we'll set you up and hook you up with some stuff. We got Larry Grishaw at it. The Bob Ridings is jumping in with both feet this year, and it's going to be a good thing. We had a great outing last year, and it's going to be better this year down at Southside Country Club.
Coley's, good people.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. We'll see you this weekend. Mm-hmm. Dale Coley, and one of our great broadcast sponsors and partners here at the Forsyth Classic.